Welcome to today's Sims Custom Wash, Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Knoxville City Manager Aaron Adams about Monday's City Council meeting. First off, Aaron, just take us through the reasoning for that ban and how that all came about.
Well, I think really it's our police and fire chief who kind of spearheaded this effort. And I think that's really consistent with what we find from a lot of the state organizations for firefighters and police, that there's some concerns with the way this came out of the state legislature. I think part of those are a lot of things were left in gray area with the state legislation. That legislation came out pretty quickly near the end of the legislative session, so there were still some question marks that we felt like were not really well resolved. I think what's maybe more important is that our folks are in the business of public safety, and that's their interest. They would rather see these things worked out and have a more conclusive understanding of what the expectation and how things can work better. I think another piece of this is we have certain segments of our population who have made it clear to us that they are not in favor of having fireworks and their use allowed within city limits. Just a couple of people who would represent some of the groups I have heard from, and I think a lot of our city council members have heard from, folks with young children who would want to be putting them to bed at that time. A lot of concern for veterans. We do have a pretty sizable veteran community. Any of those folks suffering from PTSD, we certainly don't want to put them through something like that. And I think pet owners is another big one. As somebody who grew up with dogs, I know that they can really be scared by that. And so there's a lot of pet owners. And with Marion County allowing further use on the 4th of July, we feel like that's a more appropriate setting where you have a little more, I'll call it elbow room between you and your neighbor. That might be a little more appropriate. There's obvious concerns of the injuries, property damage, just a lot of considerations. And one thing that our mayor said that I thought expressed it well, he talked about pros and cons and how he couldn't see the pros weighing out with the cons. And there's just too many things that he felt like that could potentially go wrong and that we weren't prepared to move forward with that. And so with that, you know, the other thing I guess I would add, I would just encourage folks, as Councilmember Kelly did, to come out to the show that the city is sponsoring and enjoy that. And to me, that's how I grew up enjoying fireworks, would be spending time with family, often having a picnic-style dinner and throwing a football or a frisbee and waiting for those fireworks to start and then having a professional show. The city has invested good money for that, and we'd love to see a huge turnout. It doesn't cost you a penny. It's safe. It's done by professionals, and it's going to be a great show. So we would love to see a big crowd and really come out and enjoy that.
Now on the next agenda item on the night, moving some titles around here in the city. Employees, some of the title changes. If you could take the Knoxville listeners through what those title changes were and who that generally affects.
Sure. I don't know that it's necessarily a huge change. I explained to the council last night that I feel one of my primary responsibilities as a manager is to help develop internal talent. And, you know, and the big thing I would want to make clear to the listening public is no new positions and no changes in salary for what we did last night. So literally tax neutral, not an extra penny that it'll cost taxpayers for this, but just some title changes to allow a couple of ladies who have been doing a lot of good work for us, especially these last 2 years. City Hall staff is actually the lowest it's been in quite some time, and these ladies have done exceptional work. And so last night's discussion, the idea was to move Heather Usry, who is currently our city clerk, to the role of assistant city manager. She'll be able to take on a lot of projects to help keep moving things forward. And, you know, a lot of her duties will actually stay the same, but there will be some additional ones. And then Jody Bellin, who has been our deputy clerk, will become clerk. And so that will be a chance for her to take on some new responsibilities. So I think it's a good learning and, you know, skill building opportunity for these two ladies. Again, not going to cost taxpayers anything. So I think what people publicly will see the most is just that Jody will be clerking our council meetings more so than Heather now. That's a switch of those roles. And that the expectation is we're going to try and have Heather more involved in the council meetings as a participant versus more of a recorder in that role.
Let's go through the tourism portion of that. There was two tourism grant requests, one for the Nationals shuttle buses, $1,000 for that. And then a second one was for Peace Tree Brewing Company, their September event, the Brews and Muse event, for advertising for that, another $1,000. If you could take us through those two requests and what that meant moving forward for the tourism committee, for the city, and for those events.
Sure. So for the last 2 years, we've been operating with a tourism commission. They've worked with a budget that allows them to receive grant requests and then allot money for these types of tourism-related events. These two would just be the most recent. And with the fiscal year ending on the 1st of July, they're nearing their end of their budget. And so I think these two events will kind of finish off the fiscal year budget. So the timing is really good. These two events certainly both can help promote tourism. I think a good choice to go ahead and help fund these. As you mentioned, the shuttles, an important part of the Nationals. We would love to have people who are visiting our community see the whole community. And that would, you know, specifically, I guess I'm referring to downtown. We'd like to get these folks who stay maybe at the campgrounds or their surrounding area to come and see that Knoxville has, of course, the racetrack. We're very happy to have, but more than that too, some of the restaurants, bars, and things we have downtown. We love to see people come out to that. And then you mentioned the Brews and Muse, good event, brings in a lot of folks, so we're happy to help support that. You know, one point of clarification, the tourism money can't be used on any of the alcohol served for that, so this is just for advertising purposes. So that's part of the agreement with the money that they'll receive. So just want to make that clear that tax money wouldn't go towards that. But a couple of great events we're happy to see go forward.
That was today's Sims Custom Wash Let's Talk Knoxville. Your home isn't clean until it's Sims Custom Wash Clean. Call Corey today at 780-6039.